Our scripture passage today is a familiar text. It comes to us from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I invite you to hear these words, follow along in your bulletin, on the screen, in your Bible, as we read a familiar chapter passage of scripture. Paul, writing to Christians, speaking to them about love, says, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, an adult, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." May God bless the reading and the hearing of this word this morning. So now we come to love after several weeks of focusing on faith and hope. It is now time for love. Love is our theme. We could say, as the old hymn reminds us, love is the theme, love is supreme, love is the eternal theme. In both of our texts for this morning, love is Paul's theme. As he wrote these letters that we have in the New Testament, so often Paul emphasizes and constantly discusses the theme of love. Now, for Paul, love was not a daily theme. It was not a weekly theme. It wasn't something like what we might think of with Valentine's Day or a birthday or an anniversary. Love wasn't even a monthly or a yearly theme. Love for Paul was the eternal theme of life for the Christian. Our text from Romans that Robert read for us earlier, Paul says, love is the theme of the entire law. You remember that very first verse that Robert read at the end. It says, whoever loves fulfills the law. Basically, Paul was saying, all of the law is based in love. The law is built on the foundation of love. Now, we may think, okay, so what's the big deal? But for Paul, that was a radical concept. That was a radical idea. And the only way we understand how radical that is to understand what Paul meant when he writes about the law. What was the law for Paul? Well, for Paul, one major part of the law was the Ten Commandments. You read that in Romans. He lists several of the commandments in that passage. But Paul is saying there that all 10 of the Ten Commandments can be summed up in the one word, love. Logan and the children talked about that. All 10 of those commandments are really about love, Paul says. Think about it. In other words, what he says is, if a person truly loves God and others, then you don't need to worry about the Ten Commandments. If you truly love God, then you don't need to worry about taking God's name in vain or making a graven image. It just won't happen. If you truly love your spouse, you don't need to worry about not committing adultery. You just won't do it. If a person loves someone else, there's no need to worry about murder or killing or stealing or coveting. These things simply won't happen if we love. Paul is saying all 10 of the 10 commandments have their foundations, their roots in love. Love is the theme of the 10 commandments. That's part of what Paul is thinking about when he writes about the law. But that's not all. The Ten Commandments are part of the law, but there's more to it for Paul. When Paul writes about the law, he is also talking about the first five books of the Bible. You will often hear these referred to as the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. When Paul writes about the law, he's not only talking about the Ten Commandments, he's talking about everything in all five of the first books of the Bible. He's saying these books are full of requirements and regulations for those who would be faithful. These books contain rules of conduct for someone who is to do his or her part in faithfully keeping their covenant with God. So Paul is teaching here that all of these writings, everything in Genesis through Deuteronomy, can be summed up in one word: love. The Ten Commandments and all five of the first books of the Bible are part of the law, and all of the law, Paul says, is based in love. But even that's not all. When Paul writes about the law, he's talking about the Ten Commandments. He's talking about Genesis through Deuteronomy. But he's also talking about something else. When Paul was writing in his context, in his time, the rabbis over the years had interpreted the Ten Commandments and the first five books of the Bible and put them into codes of conduct that the faithful Hebrew person must follow in order to keep all of the laws. In fact, the rabbis had come up with 613 rabbinical laws that the faithful person must follow if he or she was to keep the law and was to be faithful in their part of the covenant. So think about what Paul is saying. Paul is writing about the law, and he's saying the law includes the Ten Commandments, the law includes everything, the first five books of the Bible, and the law also includes the 613 rabbinical laws that tell us how to live and interpret all of these other materials. And Paul says all of these things can be summed up in one word: love. That's radical. Paul is saying, I can tell you everything about the Ten Commandments, everything about Genesis through Deuteronomy, everything in the 613 rabbinical laws in the one word, love. It's amazing. All of those rules and requirements summed up in one word. Remember, he's writing to a group of Christians. And here's what I think his main message is. It's this. Paul is saying to the group of Christians, if you are to be faithful in your walk with Christ, the only requirement for you is love. If you truly love God and others, everything else will follow. In fact, I believe if Paul was here with us this morning, I think that's exactly what he would say to us. From this passage in Romans and the passage in 1 Corinthians, I think if Paul were standing here preaching to us this morning, what he would say to us is this: once you accept Jesus Christ, the only thing you need to be concerned about is love. There is no list of things you must do or you cannot do. The only thing you need to worry about is love. If you love God, and if you love others, you don't need to focus on anything else. That's Paul's message in Romans. Love is the theme. It is the eternal theme, all-encompassing theme of life for the Christian. Now, I would ask you this morning, does that sound too simple? Does it sound too simplistic? Does it sound too singularly focused for the life of faith? Well, we remember in Mark chapter 12, verse 28 and following, Jesus had an encounter with what we are told, a teacher of the law. And in this encounter with the teacher of the law, the teacher of the law comes to Jesus and the teacher says, Jesus, what's the most important commandment there is? Think about what he's saying. Jesus, there are the Ten Commandments. Jesus, there's all this content in Genesis through Deuteronomy. Jesus, there are 613 rabbinical laws. Of all of this stuff, what is most important? And Jesus said, that's simple, simple. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. He ends with this statement, there is no commandment greater than these. Love is the theme. But there's a catch. There's always a catch, and there's a catch here. Here's the catch. Simplicity does not mean ease. Let me say that again. Simplicity is not the same as easy. What do I mean by that? Our focus as a Christian can simply be stated. Love. Love God and love others. But the simplicity of that message does not mean that loving God and loving others is easy. There is only one focus for the Christian, and that is love, but love is a very difficult thing to do. In fact, let me say it this strongly this morning. To love God and to love another person truly and completely is the most difficult thing you will ever do in your life. Now, we know that's true with God and thinking of our relationship with God, but let's put this in a context of our human relationships. To love another human being is the most difficult thing you will ever attempt to do in your life. That is the message of 1 Corinthians 13. You see, 1 Corinthians 13 complements what Paul writes in Romans. In Romans, Paul is saying, everything can be summed up in love. In 1 Corinthians 13, Paul says that's true. But let me tell you, it is hard to do. Paul says, think about it. In order to love another person, you need to always be patient. Always be kind. You are not to be jealous when you love another person. Don't be rude. Don't be arrogant. Don't be thinking about yourself, and never, ever be proud of yourself. And the Christians in Corinth are just like us. When we read that, we say, well, all right, Paul, that's a lot, but we'll try. We'll do our best. And Paul says, oh, no, wait. I haven't even gotten to the hard part yet. If you're going to love somebody else, don't be selfish. Listen, you can't be angry over little things in your relationship with this person. You just can't do that. And look, you can't keep a record. You can't keep a list of the ways in which this person hurts you or harms you or your feelings get hurt. You can't harbor on those things. And don't ever be happy or feel good when this person is in pain or suffering, and always rejoice when that person has some good things going for him or her. And we say, Paul, that's a lot. That with all the other things you've already said, how are we supposed to do all of these things? And Paul says, I'm still not finished. And actually, I still haven't gotten to the really hard parts. Paul continues and he says, love bears all things. Love bears all things. Think about that. No matter what someone does to you, we are still called to love them. No matter what? No matter what, Paul says. Paul, that's tough. Yes, but I'm not finished, he says. True love believes all things. True love bears all things. True love believes all things. In other words, Paul is saying we are so quick to judge someone else. We are so quick and fast to condemn and to criticize someone else. But Paul says that love looks for the good in somebody else, not the bad. Love believes in someone else. Love believes in every situation, even when there is very little evidence or reasons that we should believe. And we say, Paul, that is really, really hard to do. And Paul says, I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just telling you that's what it means to love another person. And by the way, I'm still not finished. And Paul adds, love always hopes. Always hopes. Hopes when there's even no basis for hope. Love always looks for possibilities, not obstacles. Love is always waiting for the prodigal son or daughter to return home. Love is always hoping that a family member will come to saving faith and knowledge in the grace of Jesus Christ. Love is having hope even when there are no signs for such hope. And we say, Paul, that is so hard to do. All of this stuff and everything else you've already mentioned. And Paul says, yeah, but there's one more thing. One more. And he concludes with this. Love always endures. Always perseveres. Love is like an army that is threatened on every side by a superior number of troops. But somehow, the army refuses to surrender, refuses to give up. Love endures no matter what Paul says. Love never fails. Now I want to say something important this morning. There are some relationships in many of our lives that are toxic. There are some relationships in many, maybe all of our lives that are simply destructive and harmful for both parties. There are friendships that become toxic. There are family relationships that become toxic. There are parent-child relationships that become toxic. There are sibling relationships. There are marriages. On and on we could go. Hear me clearly this morning. This passage is not saying that you must remain in these toxic relationships. That is not the point of unending love. Matthew 18 gives us very clear patterns as to what we are to do. When there is a relationship in our life that is disrupted and painful, we are to follow these steps to do everything we can to sit down with the person, to bring in another objective party, to sit down with a group of people, everything we can to try to solve it. But there sometimes comes a point, Jesus says in Matthew 18, when we need to stay away from each other. There sometimes comes a point when staying in close contact with another person becomes destructive. But here's the point. We can still love. Paul tells us that we can love another person even from a distance, even from far away. We can pray for that person. We can hope for good to happen in that person's life. We can ask God to bless them. We can remember and focus on the good things that they brought to our lives. We can pray for release from the pain and resentment that we hold against that person. We can still love that person even when we are not physically in their presence. Why? Because love is the all-encompassing theme of the life of the Christian. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Love is all of the Ten Commandments wrapped up in one. Love is Genesis through Deuteronomy wrapped up in one word. Love is the theme of the entire Bible. Love does bear all things. It believes all things. It hopes. It perseveres. Love is the only requirement for the Christian. And yet, it is the most difficult thing we can ever try to do. Think about that the next time you say to someone, I love you. Think about that the next time you read in the Bible. For God so loved the world. Think about that the next time you hear or sing, Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible says there are many, many things in life, so many things. There are experiences, there are emotions, there are activities, there are pursuits. There are so many things in life, but the greatest of these is love. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, it is easy in this life to take your love for us for granted. And Lord, it is easy sometimes to say how much we love you and others without thinking of exactly what that means. Give us strength and encouragement, Lord, to do the hardest task of life, which is to love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and being, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Bless us as we seek to follow in your ways. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.